Hi, it's Phil Henry. It's time for episode 450 of our classic podcast, and this is from May of 2004, featuring our perennial scam artist, Don Parsley. In this particular bit, he claims he's a contractor who was in Iraq and was rounded up by American forces and abused psychologically, which left him homeless back in the U.S., but he doesn't do a very good job trying to pull off this scam. He says he's living in the Los Angeles National Forest, and his kids don't have any food. Let's just see how far Don Parsley is able to take this. It's Don Parsley with us here, episode 450 of our classic podcast. Chris told me you are in the Angeles National Forest.
Yes, sir.
What are you doing there?
Basically, camping here right now for the short term with my two daughters and my wife.
Are you homeless?
Pretty much, yeah.
You were in Iraq, and you were detained by American soldiers. I want to hear your story, and I know that there are a lot of people out there who want to hear this story. You claim that you were abused. First of all, tell me how it was you came to be in Iraq, and what happened there.
Yes, sir. I was in Iraq working for Halliburton as an engineer, and I was detained by American soldiers on April 1st. I was held for 48 hours in the detention center in Baghdad.
What happened there?
Nothing that I really want to think about. I was stripped. I was at times tied to a chair. At other times I was walked around in front of other people. I was put in a room with other men who'd been stripped naked. They put a bag on me. They pushed me. It was humiliating.
Why were you detained?
I don't know. To this day, I don't know why. I was in Baghdad. I was walking down the street there, and the soldiers just came up and said, "You're under arrest." They thought that I had some kind of connection, I guess, to terrorists or something. They asked me for my identification. I showed it to them.
You proved you were an American citizen?
Yes, sir, I did.
Any idea why they would pick up an American and treat him this way?
Well, that's just the way it's going on over there. I mean, it's been on in all the news. Maybe if you've been reading about it, that's the way the soldiers are treating people. They're beating them up. And as soon as I got back, I was released, and I came back immediately. And I tried to get therapy because I was having a hard time sleeping as a result of it.
Are you currently getting some kind of therapy, some kind of psychological help?
No, sir, I'm not. Because my insurance won't cover it. I was went over to mental health over here in Santa Monica, but my insurance won't cover it.
What did the insurance tell you why?
They said they won't pay for it.
You could sue the United States military. You're aware of that?
Yes, sir. I am.
Why won't you do that?
Well, first of all, you have to understand that that takes a lot of time, and I've got two little girls right now. I mean,
You're basically homeless.
Yeah. I mean, the money that I did have, I paid for therapy. I'm just trying to keep my children clothed and fed. That's all. They lost their mother to cancer last year. And
I'm very sorry to hear that, sir.
Thank you. But I guess the reason I call is just to let people know that the soldiers are they're doing it, you know. They're doing it bad. And I want everyone to know that the stories are not false.
Did you see, sir, any murder? Any rape, anything like that? Were you interviewed by this commission?
I can't say that I saw any of that, but it was pretty bad. They were beating people up and everything.
When you were in Iraq, by the way, where were your girls?
They were staying with their mother at the time.
Okay. I'm talking with Don Parsley. He was in Iraq working as a subcontractor. He was detained by Iraqi... Were you detained by soldiers or Iraqi police?
I was stopped by Iraqi police while I was on the job, and that's when they had a sweep of the area. And
they didn't tell you why they arrested you?
They said that they thought that I was or could be a you know, undocumented foreign national. I told them I was American.
And you had a passport?
I had a passport, but they thought that it could have been a counterfeit.
And why have you come forward now, Don, as opposed to, say, several months ago when the Army commenced its investigation?
I tried to put it out of my mind for the longest time, but when I heard it reported on the news, I started having like remembrances of it, and I was like flashing back on it. I had a hard time sleeping.
All right, Don, hold on for a minute. Our number, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Don Parsley. Mr. Parsley was in Iraq. He was working as a subcontractor for a major American corporation when he was detained by Iraqi police and was subsequently subjected to the kinds of humiliation and abuse we've been hearing an awful lot about. I will say to you, Mr. Parsley, that it's not right that anybody be treated this way, but certainly not an American citizen. Did you see other Americans there?
I did. I mean, it's hard to know whether they're American, but I spoke to one guy who, he was an American. I know he was an American. And
did he tell you his story?
No, he was just stripped down like all of us, and I didn't even want to talk to him, but I could tell when he talked, he had an American accent. And they took his clothes off and everything. And they did all that.
Likely, all right, so they stripped you down and paraded you around. Did they take pictures of you?
I'm pretty sure they did, yeah. They took pictures of us. They laughed at us and everything. They pointed at us and laughed. There was a girl there who was an MP. She was laughing. She was smoking a cigarette. And it was probably that girl they saw in a picture. I'm pretty sure it was the same girl, too, that they saw in the pictures.
We're talking about Lindy England. Are you saying that you saw Lindy England? She was laughing at you?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. I'm pretty sure it was her. She was short, and she had short hair, and I guess the reason why I called your show is just to say that I want people to know what's going on and everything.
The fact that you're homeless, the fact that you do not have any money to support your children, when you, you're sitting in around a campfire, this is a tragedy. I mean,
it's very hard.
Have you been able to receive any assistance from the U.S. government, knowing what you've been through? Have you been able to receive any assistance from Child Protective Service, you know, aid to families with dependent children? Have you applied?
Well, all that stuff, you got to go through so much red tape and bureaucracy. I would think that the American, you know, government, after the abuse they put me through, would do something like that, but they haven't. They haven't given me any money or anything. And
if we were able to get some money together so that you can at least feed your children, and if we were able to put some money together so that you could at least seek some therapy, are you saying you're suffering from some kind of post-traumatic stress?
Yeah, that's whatever. I'm pretty sure I've got, you know, stress from it. And I don't want any money. I'm not here to get money. I'm just here to warn people that if you are in Iraq for whatever reason, to stay away from the soldiers. I mean, I read where a lot of, you know, Sean Penn, you said, was over there, and a lot of people go over there. I'm surprised they do the same thing to him, because he's against the war and everything.
Have you been to a doctor?
Well, like I said, the doctors won't pay for treating me for post-stress syndrome, so I don't know what I'm going to do if I had some money.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm probably sure we could get some kind of a fund.
No, I don't want any charity. I'm not. The one thing about me is I don't like charity. I'm just my family, we've never believed in it. I'm just here to help put anyone out there who's been humiliated by the American troops and made to strip down and don't want to come forward, to come forward. So if there's people out there, but I mean, if you say if I need money, I do need money, but I'm not about taking charity. I just want to feed my children. That's all. I don't care about myself.
You're living homeless in the Angeles National Forest as the result of you've lost your job. Are you able to work?
No, I can't work because of the humiliation the abuse that I was put through by the soldiers. I think back on when they took my clothes off, when they laughed at me. They did things to me that I don't even want to talk about. But I don't care about myself. I just want to feed my children. If I only could find a way.
But I would like to at least help you do that, Mr. Parsley, to get some money for you.
I would only take money for my kids. I don't want any for myself. And for my wife, too. She's sick with cancer. And my boys have always looked up to me. I've never been able to talk to my boys about how I was stripped and made, you know, laughed at and hit. They hit me and everything.
Well, okay, that's a start. If we can raise some money for your kids, would you take that?
Only for my children, that's all. I just want to get them something to eat. I mean, right now we're eating. We got some candy. canned corn, get some canned artichokes and things like that. I don't know if that's anything for a child to eat, though. You know, I would take money only for my kids, but not for me. And for my wife, she's dying it's a big, long name. I can't remember. The doctor told me about it.
Your wife is terminally ill?
She is terminally ill, right?
All right, 1-800-449-8686. There's the story from a man who... The tough part for me is to hear an American talk about being abused by other Americans. A man who is a civilian and who has children that he's trying to feed. That's the tough part for me. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. His name, Don Parsley. His experience, well, one that I don't think any of us should go through. He was abused, he says, by American troops in Iraq after he was detained for 48 hours in a sweep of Baghdad. He was there working as a subcontractor for a corporation. And now he's back in the United States, homeless and without a job and any money because the trauma of that experience has caused it very difficult for him to maintain work. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back here on The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The epitome of radio.
Mr. Parsley, it's Phil Hendry.
Yes, sir.
We're talking with Don Parsley. He was in Iraq. He claims detention by American troops and abuse at the hands of American troops. You told me off the air that you did see the Reuters reporters and the NBC journalist being abused.
Yeah, I did. I'm pretty sure I saw them. They were there and put their fingers in their, you know. One guy said he had to put his finger in that, you know.
I know, up his rear end, right?
Yeah. And he told me all about it, and I was told he had to sniff it or something. I was in the same cell with a lot of those guys. It was humiliating. All they did was, all day long, they just put us on dog leashes and walk us around like we were dogs, basically. Feed us out of bowls. And we had to go to the bathroom outside. We lived the life of a dog. I mean, slept in a... They made up these small dog houses. Made us go act like dogs. At one point, they told one of us to go and get the paper. And the guy went outside, got the paper, had to bring it in his teeth.
So put you on leashes, made you act exactly like dogs.
Yeah.
1-800-449-8686. Tom, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello?
Tom, go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. To that gentleman, if they done this to you, you can get a lawyer free of charge. Sue the military.
Right, but that's going to take a long time. Right now, my kids are eating out of a soup can and everything.
Well, you can, if you get the lawyer, they can have you in the court within 20 days.
Right.
Sue them.
How much do you think I do want to sue them.
That was my advice. Sue the United States military and get money, get relief there.
Definitely.
I don't know what I'm going to do until then. I need money for my kids until then, you know.
You can get, go to the welfare.
Yeah, but...
And they're supposed to help you.
I'm trying to get together some money right now.
Well, I said we could raise some money for you.
I don't want any charity from, you know, I mean, I will. I'll take money if you've got any money to... For my kids, I will. I mean, is this guy calling in because he wants to give me money or...
Tom, did you have a donation to make?
I want your address, and I will send money to you.
Well, that's
because I'm a Vietnam veteran.
That's going to take a few days. Okay, do you have any money I could have now? Or?
No.
Well, I can't send you no money right now.
How does he send you money right now?
Well, you mean, okay, well, I live, right now I'm living in the forest, I mean... do you...
Where's the nearest post office?
You'd have to address it to the Angeles National Forest, I guess, and I don't know if they have mail delivery in here.
Well, where's the nearest post office?
Probably down in Flint Ridge, La Cañada, someplace like that. I don't know. It sounds... I mean, are you serious about giving me money?
Yeah.
Can you tell me how...
Those babies need to be taken care of.
Yes, sir. Can you tell me how much?
No, I can't.
Well, I don't know what that means.
Well,
the guy's going to give me money. Can't I know how much it is?
I have no idea yet. I got to sit down with my family and figure it out.
Let me tell you this. Anything under $20, you can just keep it because I...
Well, hold on, Mr. Parsley.
I don't want to sound ungrateful, but it's stupid to send me.
Wait, under $20, keep it?
I got to get my kids money. I mean, I got to get them food. You know, my sons are... You're dying.
Well, if you're...
I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do.
If your son's dying, you can get emergency help.
Can you send any money
from the Red Cross?
Or?
And everything?
Yeah. Can you send money to the forest now? Or?
How does he send money?
Give me an address.
Angeles National Forest.
You can't address it to Angeles National Forest. It's not going to work that way. Can you give me, you know what you do, Tom? Send it to Phil Hendry.
Well, no, hold on for a second here.
No, I'm going to hold it for Phil Hendry at Premier Radio Networks, Los Angeles, California.
Okay.
And you're a very kind man.
Well, I don't, what's that got to do with me?
What I can do, sir, is at the meantime, I can hold on to the money for you.
Well, that's no good. That's not going to work.
Don't worry about it, Tom. If you are generous enough, we would appreciate it. Thank you, sir. 1-800-449-8686. Let me go over to Ted. Ted, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Don Parsley.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hey, I want to call this guy a liar. He's changed
what?
His story about his wife three times in the time he's been talking to you guys.
No, sir.
Yes, you did. First you said she died, that your kid stayed with your mom when he's over there. Did your wife die?
No. They stayed with my mother, okay? That's not my wife. That's my mother.
No. You
yes.
said that your wife died. That's the reason they
did.
Staying with your mom. And
that's right. My wife's dead.
Now, see, then you said that your wife was terminally ill. Now you're saying that she's dead. You don't know whether she's dead or alive, buddy.
Sir.
I think you're a fraud.
Sir, my wife died.
I think you're a fraud, man.
Sir, my wife died a year ago. Yeah, she was terminally ill before she died.
That ain't what you said, though, you dumb sucker.
Hey, I'm the one who's living in a forest.
I don't believe that either. I think you're a fraud.
Ted, can I jump in? This is Phil Hendry. What the story that you are telling here, Mr. Parsley, we know you were detained by U.S. troops.
Yes. How can you let this guy call me a liar?
Literally. You are a liar, man, because you, like I said, you ain't even telling the truth about your wife.
Okay.
How in the world do you expect me to believe that you're living and all this crap happened to you?
Can you hear the crickets? I'm in a forest right now.
Well, I can hear the crickets. What I want to do is establish, is your wife alive?
No.
Did your children stay with her when you were in Iraq?
No, they stayed with my... Forget who I...
You said they stayed with your mother.
Yes, my mother.
But okay. That ain't what you said. You said that your wife had died.
I said my mother had died. My wife was terminally ill.
If your mother had died, who were the kids staying with?
The kids were staying with my mom. What I'm trying to say is this. I was in Iraq. You got to understand, the communication with America was non-existent. I'm in a jail cell, okay? I'm in a prison.
That's where you need to be, buddy.
Hey, you know what? Okay. Obviously,
you need to be in jail cell. I think the cops need to come pick you up right now because
you're trying
to fraud people out of their money.
Obviously, you don't have no kids.
Yeah, dude.
If you had kids, you'd know.
I got kids. I got grandkids, buddy.
Okay. Are you going to let them start?
I sure hell ain't going to stand around and lie to get money for somebody just to...
Well, let me get to the... cut to the...
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. FUBAR. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, now, Don, I want you to come on and tell me, tell my audience what you have told us during the break. And this is the first first-person account that I've heard. Don Parsley is with us. He was in an Iraqi prison, abused by American soldiers for 48 hours. Do you now claim that you were raped?
Yes, sir, I was sodomized.
Can you tell me? I don't want to ask you anything more in detail. What did they use?
They used some kind of a exercise. It was an exercise. It was a long exercise device, very much like a pogo stick.
Something that looked like a pogo stick?
Yes, sir.
And you are claiming that these American soldiers sodomized you with this pogo stick, correct?
Yes, sir, I am.
All right, 1-800-449, this is the first. Have you told this story to the, you have to tell this story to the military.
I want to tell the military everything, but right now I just need, I need to get something to eat for my wife. I need to get something to eat. I'm living up here in the desert, and tomorrow it's going to get really hot. There's hardly any shade for us. I just don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, we're going to try and that gentleman's going to send you some money.
Yeah, but he didn't say how much. And what about the other guy that I just talked to?
I'm sorry?
What about the man I just talked to?
He hung up.
Okay, did he say he was given money?
No, sir, he did not.
Jesus.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Danielle, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I just wanted to say, I thought I heard your story change again. Something about your mom died wife died before. I don't understand.
No, ma'am. I was very clear.
No, you said your mom
died.
And
my wife is hungry. My daughters are hungry. I'm just trying to raise money for them.
Said that your wife had died in the first. And now you're saying that your mom died.
Ma'am.
And your mom was supposedly the one taking care of your kids, right? And she's
dead. Mom, yeah,
so
she
I don't
died
understand
after
how that works.
She died after she took time. When I got back from Iraq, she died.
Oh, okay. And another thing I don't understand is how come you're being so rude to these people who are offering you money and you won't take it even if it's less than
$20?
What is that about?
Only one guy offered money, and I just said, look, if it's under $20, just, you know, don't. I don't want to trouble the man. I need to feed girls and
you keep bitching
my mother,
about people.
And
what,
I don't,
you wanting people to give you money, and then you're turning down something
$20,
not enough for you? I don't understand.
Yeah, even $20,
really,
Don. Even $20, Don, would be good.
Yeah, your kids are dying. You're right. $20 is a lot when you don't have anything. So I don't understand why you would turn something like that away.
I think it's a little insulting to offer like $20 to. I was raped by soldiers.
Well, that's very unfortunate, and I'm sorry for you if that actually happened. But I'm having a hard time believing your story because I've heard it change at least three times now.
Okay, fine. Great. I mean, I hope you're never raped with a pogo stick or any kind of, you know. I mean, it was the most humiliating thing of my life.
And like I said, if something like that happened and I'm wrong, then I'm, you know, I'm sorry. But
I don't understand. Look, I want to jump in here. This is Phil Hendry. You were raped with a pogo stick. You say it.
Well, yeah, something like that. Some guys were jumping up and down on it and everything.
Oh, my God.
All right, and these were American soldiers.
Why is everybody asking me questions? I've suffered. Everybody cares about Iraqis when they get raped. No one cares about me. Thanks a lot. I'm an American. I just want to tell this lady that. I'm an American. I'm not no Iraqi.
Well, I kind of figured that.
Okay. And all I'm asking you is how much money you're going to give.
I'm not going to give you any money because where's my proof that you're not lying?
Ma'am, I'm not.
I mean,
you think I would lie about this?
I don't know.
Well,
a lot of people lie about things to get money.
Let me ask the question. I think where people are confused. Do you have two girls or two boys?
I said I have two boys.
All right.
Okay. So
and
you take care of those kids with whatever.
I don't have anything. I'm at a campfire right now. I just cooked the last of the Hungry Man soup. I had a can of Campbell's Hungry Man soup. I can't. The soldiers made me refer to myself as sweetheart. They degraded me.
All right, but I want to get back. Is your mother dead or your wife dead?
My wife is dead.
But you said your mom was dead.
You said your mom was dead.
She is. Yes, sir. My mom is dead.
So we just asked you which one was dead, and now you're saying your wife's dead, and you're so.
My mom and my wife are
both
dead. They're both dead. Yes.
Okay, they're both dead. All right. Danielle, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. And I'll go over here to Neva. Neva, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
All right. Now, you know, I hear what everybody's saying. How would a man put all this on radio?
Could I ask a question, Mr. Hendry?
If it weren't true.
Why, was that lady going to donate money?
The last lady?
Yeah.
I guess not.
What am I wasting my time for? Jesus,
you know.
Let Neva talk. Go ahead, Neva.
Let me talk. I'll tell you something, Dad.
Wasting my time.
My heart goes out to you.
Thank
and
you.
I realize nice. That you're very confused. I can appreciate that.
Yes,
and maybe you are saying something twice wrong or something.
Yeah.
And I really mean it.
I
feel bad. And if you were lying, you would hear from it from the service. You
exactly.
couldn't get away with talking like this and not be true.
Exactly.
I really believe you.
Exactly. Thank you.
And
now, can we get to the point here? Do you have money?
Do I
Wait
have
Wait a minute.
Money?
The lady's talking here.
Well, do I got to listen to what she's saying?
I want to hear what the lady has to say. Yes.
No, you don't have to listen to me. Yeah, my prayers are with you.
Can
but
you send me some?
You are
How much?
Changing your mind to a point where...
No, ma'am.
You just
what did
think
I say?
If everybody
what did I say?
That heard you like I do...
What did I say?
And they heard you... And if everyone sent you $20, you would get maybe over $500 from it.
Ma'am, they made me wear a mop wig. They gave me... They made me
I
dance
know,
like
honey,
a ballerina.
I understand.
Okay? Have you got
but
it? You're jollies hearing all of this stuff.
Isn't
what
it
are
better
you
to get $20 from 50 people than nothing
yes.
at all?
That's a good point, Nevo. What about that?
Okay. How about if Nevo starts things off and with a clean, crisp C note?
With a plain C note?
A C note, yes, ma'am.
Oh, honey, you don't know how times are. I'm a woman at 80 years old.
Oh, here we go.
I live on.
What
I don't
do you
want
mean,
money.
Here we go?
No, I don't want any money.
Income story.
You, when you tell me how much to send you, it's insulting.
How?
But if you know when you started, I think you'd have got 60 people putting money immediately in the bag.
What have I done?
But you spoiled it by the. You don't want us to hear.
I would play my violin for you, but the soldiers broke it.
Well, all right.
All right,
Then I try to appreciate what you're doing, but evidently all you want now is the money. No,
no
compensation,
no.
Nothing, because we heard
sure, yeah.
Sorry.
What do you want? How do you like the Dodgers this
I still feel sorry for you, and I still will pray for
you're
you.
A very kind lady, Neva. This is Phil Hendry, and you're very generous. And
I'll talk to her. What does she want to talk about?
Well, why did you ask her?
No, no.
Neva, what do you want to talk about?
I don't.
I don't. You like the Angels this year?
No. No, nope. If this is how you feel, that you've got to tell people what they have to give you.
Oh, I'm just saying.
But you're a fool because you know how many. You broke my heart when you started. You know how many people would have sent you money?
$20 an hour, Neva, I'll talk as long as you like. What's your credit card number? How about that? I mean, God, what do you want me to do?
For someone who doesn't
want
money for himself, you're insulting everybody that.
Are you sure you don't want.
I don't want charity. I just want to feed my wife and kids.
You had no wife. You said she died.
I said my.
Your mother died.
You said that your wife. You said that your wife died.
No, sir. My
this is what's spoiling
my mother
you,
and
I figured maybe you were. You know, you.
My mother and father died.
Your mother and father died.
Oh, all right. I give up.
No, ma'am. Ma'am, all I'm saying, send me $100 and let's knock this off. You're asking me questions that are making no sense at all.
Oh.
Is your mother alive? Is your father dead?
I never asked you that.
You're asking me about my kids, personal things?
No, I didn't.
You want to know how I was raped with a pogo stick? You're asking me details of that?
No, she's not.
I am not.
Right, well, then just send me the $100, will you?
I was trying to tell you, take what you can get, and
all
by
right.
God, you'd get plenty if you'd
okay.
let them give them what they can afford.
Okay, I'll take what I can get. How much are you sending?
I am not sending anything.
Oh, my God. After I went
You did it. I'm sorry.
What did I do?
Mr. Parsley.
No, I can't explain
Mr.
it.
Mr. Parsley, coming on here and giving us this tale of woe, you mentioned that you have... How, do you have daughters or sons?
I have two daughters in the name of everything holy. I already told you that.
Okay.
I've got five great-grandchildren.
So?
Well, that part's concerned.
What's that got to
that
do with me?
That means nothing.
All right. Do you have a mother, a wife, a son? What do you got?
What are you talking about?
Is your wife alive?
I didn't. I'm not asking you
my
that
wife's,
question.
My wife's dead.
Well, I never asked you that question.
Are you Phil Hendry? How did you get all of a sudden?
I'm Phil Hendry, okay? Now, do you have a wife, or do you have a mother, or what do you got?
Well, obviously I had a mother, else I couldn't have been born.
Is she alive?
Yeah.
Where does she live?
Newport Beach.
Why don't you go down there and live with her?
She died. I just got the news tonight.
You just got the news tonight in Angeles National Forest that your mother's dead.
Yes, sir, and it came as a shock.
I'll bet it came as a shock after getting raped with a pogo stick.
So are you sending me some money?
Sure, I'll send you some dough, pal. How much do you want?
Can you send, like, $1 million or something?
Yes, I'll send $1 million to Don Parsley, care of the forest. I'm sure the squirrels will bring it to you.
By the way, isn't the cell phone reception good in the Angeles National Forest? I got my hat's off to Sprint.
Yeah, okay. Can you send me $1 million? Sure. 1-800-449-86. That guy wasn't in an Iraqi prison. He was never raped with a pogo stick or anything else. Some cat that's trying to scam some dough so that he can... You know, there's always one guy, man. On the tail end of any tragedy, any national scandal, there's always somebody trying to make a buck. When are we getting paid?